Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting third. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellette. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Delsing moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Delsing scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lapon. Moss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Sternweiss reaches second base with a double. Moss scores. Sievers moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to home to get Sievers. Sternweiss moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pretty moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Kokos reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards short. LaPonde settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz scores. Evers moves to third. Groth moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Pretty moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Johnny LaPonde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPonde is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaPonde hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. Upton strikes out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Singh strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kokoes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Paulette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paulette hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-3 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LePon moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. LePon moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LePon scores. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. Evers moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Cuttles Marshall now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart bunts towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lapon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Ginsburg scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lapon scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Severs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-3 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Severs moves to second. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapong fields it and throws to second for the out. Sievers moves to third. One out. Kenwood pinch hits for Cuddles Marshall. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Tom Upton. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sternweiss moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-4 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.